This is Ted Kennedy. Does Congress vote for people or special interests? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, your constituent, Bob Detheridge from Cheyenne, who listens to station KRAE, wants to link Congress by computer with communities across the country. When key votes come up, people could tell us which way to go. An instant referendum. A computerized town meeting. Representative government doesn't work if Congress serves special interests, not people as a whole. To get your attention, though, Al, the people of Wyoming would probably have to implant it, like a pacemaker, under your thick scalp. A few zaps from real people. Old Homer Simpson will think twice before voting with special interest groups. Still, as Edmund Burke said 2 centuries ago in his famous speech to the electors of Bristol, representatives owe the people not only our votes but our judgment. We can't just be rubber stamps for public opinion polls or special interests either.
Ted, you'd need electrodes for the charge they'd send you. Sounds like a confession. After Americans glued Bill Clinton to the wall for breaking all those campaign promises during the town meeting from Detroit, I think he might have had enough democracy to last him for a few months. Listening to the views of those good folks from the high country of Wyoming has always been my top priority. But it's my hunch that a computer link of this nature wouldn't do any wonders for the bloated federal deficit. Frankly, Ted, I don't see the need for such an extravagant computer link. From Zoe Baird to Gays in the military to Clinton's economic plan, my constituents have made their views known pretty loud and clear. And they do so by using remarkable devices called letters and telephones. But knowing you, Ted, you'll probably come up with 900 numbers for someone trying to reach their congressman as another frantic way to increase revenue. Stranger things have happened, and likely will with you. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.